The Fate of the Elves, 2, The Heart of Stone, by Peter Gotthard. Narrated by Jed Odermatt. This is the story of one of the worst eras in the long history of the elves. It occurred when a mighty enemy entered the land of the elves with his army. His aim was to enslave all the elves. The elves were filled with grief and anger. The enemy ravaged their beautiful land, and their freedom was at stake. Without hesitation, they fought back. They knew they were fighting for the fate of the elves. An eagle took flight from its nest high in the cliffs. On its majestic wings, it soared over a green valley which lay hidden amongst the high mountains. The valley was usually almost deserted. Occasionally, a troll or a couple of mountain goats might be spotted there. But it was no longer deserted. A large group of horses were grazing. Tents and huts were being erected. The smoke columns from a slew of bonfires welled up towards the sky. And there were elves everywhere. A small group of them gathered in an open area between the tents. Daisy stood in the middle. "It was fortunate that we made it to Eagle Valley," she said. "It is much easier for us to defend ourselves against the enemy here, even though they outnumber us." "And there is ample room for us and our horses," said Carnation. She had taken care of Daisy when she was little. Now she helped tend the wounded. "But what about the trolls?" asked Bramble, Daisy's younger brother. The day before, he had spotted a troll right outside the camp. "They don't mind us being here, so long as we don't disturb them," Daisy replied. Just then, a knight made his way through the crowd. His shield was heavily dented, and blood was dripping from one of his arms. "I have come directly from Eagle Canyon, Queen Daisy," he said. "Daisy will suffice, not Queen," she said. "I am only your ruler until my mother, Queen Veronica, comes back. She is the Queen of the Elves. But you are wounded. Has there been much fighting in the canyon today?" "There was. The Steel Fist attacked again today," the knight explained. "But they cannot get through the canyon and into our valley. It is so narrow that they can only advance in twos or threes. Their king forced them to attack time and again, but it was no use. The other guards and I repelled every single attack." "You are valiant knights," said Daisy. "We are all grateful for your efforts." The knight beamed with joy. "Let me look at your wound," Carnation said. "No matter. It is merely a scratch," he replied. "You are free to be a hero at the canyon," she said. "But here in our camp, that arm has to be bandaged, right now." The knight obediently went to the tent where the wounded were being treated. "I hope this wound will not become inflamed," Carnation sighed. "We have run out of ointment I use for the treatment." "What ointment is that?" Daisy asked. "One your mother and I used to make," Carnation explained. "We would pick some soothing herbs behind the castle and boil them into a sort of lotion. It helps wounds heal. But we were in such a hurry to escape from the castle that I did not have time to bring the jar along, and now I'm afraid the enemy warriors might be using it." "They stole our ointment?" Bramble said in an offended tone. "How mean." "It is far worse than that they are trying to steal our land," said Daisy. "We will have to manage without the ointment." Carnation went over to the tent where the wounded were being treated. Bramble summoned his courage. Then he tugged at Daisy's sleeve and said, "Would you please teach me how to fence? I can help the knights when they are fighting the Steel Fists." "Absolutely not," Daisy replied instantly. "You are too young." "But," Bramble began. "Bramble, listen," Daisy interrupted. "Our father died when you were little. Now our mother has left, and we have no way of knowing when we'll see her again. You are the only one I have left. I don't want to lose you as well. You are not allowed to fight